Hello? Evelyn, pick up.
Hello, Bob.
President Trump, how are you?
How are you? How are you doing? Okay.
Real well.
You might recognize one or both of those voices. Yes, it's a phone call between President Trump and legendary reporter of Watergate fame, Bob Woodward.
Well, I'm turning on my tape recorder.
Oh, that's
with
okay.
Your permission.
That's okay. I don't mind.
Sorry, we missed the.
This is Can He Do That, a podcast that explores the powers and limitations of the American presidency. I'm Allison Michaels. Today, we're bringing you this tape, exclusive to The Washington Post. Over the past 19 months, Bob Woodward has been working on a new book. To compile this book, Woodward has said he returned to reporting basics. He went knocking on doors and he spent extended time with sources in order to cover the Trump administration, in order to cover this pivotal moment in American history in incredible detail. And after hundreds of hours of reporting, the book is publishing in September. It's called Fear, Trump in the White House. The book paints a dramatic portrait of the Trump presidency based on in-depth interviews with administration officials. It tells the story of precisely how the president makes decisions on major foreign and domestic policies. Now, during his reporting process, Woodward repeatedly tried to reach President Trump in order to interview him for the book. Woodward never got that interview. But after news of Woodward's forthcoming book became public midsummer, Woodward finally got some time with the president.
Oh, that's okay.
Permission.
That's okay. I don't mind.
Sorry we missed the opportunity to talk for the book.
Well, I just spoke with Kellyanne and she asked me if I got a call. I never got a call. I never got a message. Who did you...
In the phone call, you can hear Trump and Woodward discussing Woodward's repeated attempts to interview the president for his book. You'll hear a cameo from Kellyanne Conway. You'll hear Trump's admission that Woodward has always been fair. And you'll hear Trump's assertion that he is doing a great job for the country. Here's that tape in full.
If I got a call. I never got a call. I never got a message. Who did you ask about speaking to me?
Well, about six people.
They don't tell me.
Senator, I talked to Kellyanne about it 2.5 months ago. She came for lunch.
Well, it's too bad. Of course, you and I had a conversation, a couple of years ago, and so that, I think, got you there a little bit, and we had a conversation many years ago, if you remember, in Trump Tower.
I did.
That has to be 20 years ago. And you were thinking about doing a book about me then, which is interesting. Who knew it would have been on this subject, right?
Yeah,
that was not in the cards at that time.
That's right. Well, I'm sorry.
I still remember that.
I spent a lot of time on this, talked to lots of people.
All right, good.
And as you know and are living, we're at a pivot point in history.
Right.
And... I would have liked to have done that, and I maximized my effort, and somehow it didn't get to you.
It's really too bad, because nobody told me about it, and I would have loved to have spoken to you. You know I'm very open to you. I think you've always been fair, but we'll see what happens. But all I can say is the country is doing very well. We're doing better economically just about that at any time. We're doing better on unemployment maybe than ever. If you look at the unemployment numbers, you've heard me say it. And we're doing better on unemployment than just about ever. We're having a lot of companies are moving back into our country, which is would have been unheard of 2 years ago. If the other administration or representatives of it had kept going or kept, if the other group had won, I will tell you that you would have, I think you'd have a GDP of less than zero. I think we would have been going in the wrong direction because... regulations are such a big part of what we've done, Bob.
Well, I understand that point of view, and as you know, it's also a difficult time where the political system and you and my business is being tested.
Yeah.
And I take it very seriously. I've done books on eight presidents going back from Nixon, Obama.
Right.
And I learned something about reporting, frankly, Mr. President.
Good.
I've got to go talk to people and see them outside of the White House and outside of their offices, and gained a lot of insight and documentation. And it's, you know, it's a tough look at the world and your administration and you.
Right. Well, I assume that means it's going to be a negative book, but, well, you know, I'm sort of 50% used to that. That's all right. Some are good and some are bad. Sounds like this is going to be a bad one.
It's a chance missed, and I don't know how things work over there in terms
of getting to you. Well, if you would call Madeline in my office, did you speak to Madeline?
No, I didn't. But
Madeline is the key. She's the secret.
Well,
because
I talked to Raj
about the person.
I talked to Kelly.
Well, a lot of them are afraid to come and talk, or, you know, they are busy. I'm busy. But I don't mind talking to you. I would have spoken to you. I spoke to you 20 years ago. I spoke to you a year and a half or 2 years ago.
I understand.
I certainly don't mind talking to you, and I wish I could have spoken to you.
Well,
but nobody called my office. I mean, you went through, different people.
Mr. President, how can I spend all this time talking to people and like Kellyanne and Raj? And Republican senators, I mean...
Who were the senators? No, they never called me about it.
Senator Graham said he had talked to you about talking to me. Now, is that not true?
Senator Graham actually mentioned it quickly on one meeting.
Right.
And,
we'll see,
you know, that is true. That is true. Well, that is true. Mentioned it quickly, not like, you know, and I would certainly have thought that maybe you would have called the office. But that's okay. I'll speak to Kellyanne. I am a little surprised that she wouldn't have told me.
Yeah,
in fact,
well,
she just walked in. I'm talking to Bob Woodward. He said that he told you about speaking to me, but you never told me. Why didn't you tell me? I would have been very happy to speak to him. All right, so what are you going to do?
Well,
so I have another bad book coming out.
It goes on, and, you know, I what you can count on is that I've been very careful. And Evelyn, are you on?
Yes.
Evelyn Duffy, who's my assistant, Mr.
Hello, Evelyn.
She transcribed all the tapes because, with permission, I tape people for hundreds of hours.
Good.
And I think there's nothing in this book that doesn't come from a first-hand source. Is that correct, Evelyn?
I believe.
But are you naming names, or do you just say sources?
Yeah. Well, it names real incidents. So.
No, but do you name sources? I mean, are you naming the people, or just say you know, people have said?
I say at 2 o'clock on this day, the following happened, and everyone who's there, including yourself, it is quoted. And I'm sorry I didn't get to ask you about these.
I mean, you do know I'm doing a great job for the country. You do know that NATO now is going to pay billions and billions of dollars more, as an example, than anybody thought possible, that other presidents were unable to get more, and it was heading downward. You do know all of the things I've done and things that I'm doing. I'm in the process of making some of the greatest trade deals ever to be made. You do understand that stuff.
I understand, and I would have loved to go through a discussion with you about NATO, because this, you know, goes back to early in your administration and your concern about it and the agreement that the countries have that they would increase their defense contribution, by the year 2024. And, you know, so anyway, we are...
Well, you know, last year, if you see the Secretary Stoltenberg, he said, I believe, $44 billion just last year, and that was from last year's meeting. And this year, it's much more money they've agreed to put up. So it's a tremendous amount of money. No other president has done it. It was heading down in the opposite direction. So I don't know if you're going to report it that way. Probably not, but it's too bad. But that's all right. But, you know, one of those things.
Everything is going to be factual, and it is not a good thing for my business, if I may say this to you, Mr. President, to the presidency or to the country, to not have real full exchanges on these, and I broke my spear on it trying to get to you.
Well, other than Lindsay, who did quickly mention nobody mentioned
it. You said Kellyanne.
Nobody told me about it. Well, let me ask her. Why don't you speak to Kellyanne? Ask her. She never told me about it.
Kelly.
Hey, Bob. How are you? Hi.
I remember 2.5 months ago you came over and I laid out I wanted to talk to the president, and you said you would get back to me.
I do, and I put in the request, but, you know, it was rejected. I can only take it so far. I guess I can bring it right to the president next time. But I try to follow all the protocols, or else I'm accused of being somebody who doesn't follow protocol.
President Trump, I just want you to know I made every effort.
Did you? But you had talked to Hope, right, who said no?
Listen, I talked to anyone I could.
You talked to a number of people, and they all said no?
Raj. He was going to work it out.
Hope, me.
Yeah.
And so you said you tried to talk to everybody. What about when you interviewed other people?
Yeah.
They all said yes?
Yeah, well,
that they try?
About 6 or 7 people I tried, and I couldn't have, you know, you and I spent a whole lunch on it, Kellyanne, and I said, I want to cover the substantive issues in foreign policy and domestic policy, and you said you would get back to me. Nothing.
Yeah, so I did. I presented it to the people here who make those decisions, but... But anyway, I'll give you back to the president, and I'm glad to hear that you tried through 7 or 8 different people.
Yep.
That's good. You should tell him all the names. Thank you.
But you never called for me. It would have been nice, Bob, if you called for me at my office. I mean, I have a secretary. I have 2-3 secretaries. If you would have called directly, a lot of people are afraid that Raj, I hardly have, you know, I don't speak to Raj.
I do.
And Kellyanne went to somebody, but she didn't come to me.
Well,
she should have come to me. She does have access to me, absolutely. She has direct access, but she didn't come to me. And you know what? That's okay. I'll just end up with another bad book. What can I tell you?
It's surprising to me that these people, did Raj have access to you?
Not really, but he would have been able to do it. But I have an office. You have the office number. I have an office that's directly into my office. It doesn't matter. Let me tell you what matters. The economy is the best it's been in many, many decades, and it's going to get a lot better, and the country is doing very well. That's what's important.
Yes, sir. I thought
we're doing a good job.
Kind of say, let's not talk about this because the book is done.
Yeah, I know.
The president, but you know, that's the position we're in, and it's one I tried to avoid. You need to know I made maximum effort.
All right, it's too bad.
Yes, sir.
I'm just hearing about it, and I heard I did hear from Lindsay, but I'm just hearing about it. So we're going to have a very inaccurate book, and that's too bad.
No,
but I don't blame you entirely.
It's going to be accurate, I believe.
All right, okay. Well, accurate is that nobody's ever done a better job than I'm doing as president. That I can tell you. So that's and that's the way a lot of people feel that know what's going on, and you'll see that over the years. But a lot of people feel that, Bob. So
I believe in our country, and because you're our president, I wish you good luck.
Okay, thank you very much, Bob. I appreciate it. Bye.
So there you have it. Trump asserts that nobody has ever done a better job than he is doing as president. Woodward's book, though, paints a different picture. We'll have more on that coming soon. In the meantime, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Can He Do That? Can He Do That is a team effort here at The Post. It's produced by the wonderful Carol Alderman, with design direction from Kat Rudell Brooks, logo art from Loren Boglio, and theme music by Ted Muldoon.